Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
The table is set, Delaney, and we're all up here. Knives, forks, spoons and ladles in hand. We can't wait to hear what you've got to serve up for us this morning.
Great. Good morning.
What have you got?
Ladles.
Ladles and...
soup.
Oh, I don't know. We just ran out
custard.
Of spoons. We had to. A few people had to have ladles.
Oh my god, custard! My
Oh my god, licorice ice cream and custard.
Oh my god, my sister. She plays netball for New Zealand. They're in South Africa at the moment. She just messaged actually and said they had a sticky date pudding and custard for pre-game day dessert. I was like, yes.
Power up.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, girls out there, any custard. Aspiring netball stars out there?
You get dessert before the game.
Do you crack into a self-sourcing pud or something like that the night before? Yum.
Is that wise? Does it not like...
Night before, apparently. I mean, they've got a very balanced, well-organised...
strange regime.
Meal plan.
Just in terms of energy. Because, I mean,
well, it's a whole 24 hours before, so it's not like it's first thing the next morning and you're sort of, you know,
would
going for a run.
Would you be allowed to save half of it for the morning?
I do not know.
I think it also says more about my portion control than anything.
Exactly.
Could you still feel sick?
Yeah. Well, through the boredom of travelling through, just travelling, I'm sure that like many groups of adults, gambling can come to the fore. And you could say, well, if we have a steam pudding tonight, I will bet you your steam pudding as well. So someone might just have a sweepstakes and just win everything, and then suddenly they get six and everyone else misses out. And
I don't like that.
I thought that all would have to be done
pudding
below
for all.
Below the administration, so it wasn't, but it'll be behind the
a
scenes.
A black market, and, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, custard,
like
sticky
date. Like the having sex in toilets and stuff like that.
Oh, yucky. Yeah, sticky date and custard. I prefer runny cream on my sticky date pudding and caramel sauce, of course.
But caramel sauce, hard to find a good caramel sauce.
Actually, I've made a lot of caramel sauce in my time, and sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't. But
what makes it not work?
What makes it caramel?
It can split. The reasons that it might not work, it can split because you're adding cream or butter and cream usually with sugar. You're sort of wanting to start on a slower heat and get it all mixed together. Yes, I also have been known to be impatient in the kitchen in the past.
Things like hollandaise. And
yeah, and sometimes
impatient.
It can go quite granularly. But brown sugar. I actually got a lot more sort of. Relaxed with my caramel sauce making, a bit of butter, bit of cream, bit of brown sugar, a bit of vanilla.
Less finicky or more relaxed?
Yeah, probably, I mean, both.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then splash of bourbon.
Splash of bourbon?
Or whiskey in your caramel sauce.
Pass that ice cream sundae back, you kids. Hang on a second.
So, delicious. Great with... great with sticky date pudding. Great with little tarts. You can buy those tart shells already made at the supermarket. Chuck any kind of fruit in, dollop of whipped cream, drizzle of caramel sauce.
I'm not big on tarts.
You're not big on tarts?
I don't think so, no.
You're just a receptacle to get lemon curd into your face.
Yes,
they're
which
great.
Is exactly...
I love lemon honey.
That's exactly what I did on Sunday night. I was on dessert, ran out of time to make a cake because I was just, lolling
just
around
life.
In the sun. And and so I bought some of those tart shells and I filled them with mascarpone and lemon curd and some blueberries on top.
Yep.
And that was
for health's sake on top, yep.
Yeah, 30-second dessert.
Damn.
And then I put some lemon curd on my porridge the next
people
morning.
Look at when you've got your own cookbook out like you do, do people sort of go, geez, you just whacked that together, didn't she?
Well, the funny thing...
Are you under any pressure? I mean, I would have been happy, but are you under any pressure to sort of really flourish?
Well, the thing about the New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook, which is still available in all good bookstores and my website, DelaneyMears.com.
Same with the cookbook again, the New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook.
It actually features 50 restaurants from around the country and their recipes, so they're not my recipes.
Yeah, but you're still showcasing them, so you can't just rock in there with some toast and jam, can you?
Well, I just reckon I can. There's so much food elitism and snobbery that I just try really hard to...
keep it real.
Be normal and keep it real.
Sure.
So, yes, lemon curd on your porridge. Having a great time with summer porridge at the moment. Summer fruit, natural yogurt.
Define summer porridge. What's the difference between summer porridge and a winter porridge?
Just the fruit I put on top.
Okay.
So some fruit at the moment. You know, a bit of colour. Actually, are you familiar with matcha? It's like a green tea powder.
Yeah, you can chuck it
in smoothies and...
magic, isn't it? It's got magic in it or something?
Yeah, total magic.
Pan flutes and stuff.
I've been sprinkling a bit of that on my porridge with peaches or whatnot. That's nice. Nice alternative. You know, sometimes you can do a bit of cacao to sort of chocolatey up your porridge. But yeah, matcha's been really nice and summery. But yeah, lemon curd the other day just tasted like I was eating cake batter. Like porridge, lemon curd, bit of yogurt, bit of blueberries.
Yum.
It was delicious.
Matcha Zing. Gets put in a lot of desserts. Zing. What does it taste like when it's by itself?
Well, I've got a mix I bought in Japan, and that's slightly sweetened. So so it's sort of still got that kind of slightly tannic green tea flavour, but it's not overpowering at all. It's sort of just much softer and, yeah, really quite enjoyable. Mm. Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Doesn't it, though?
Now, stone fruit's very popular. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
What else? What's stepping up to the plate this week?
Sweet corn.
Is it sweet corn? I thought we'd done that.
Sweet corn's still around. Lingering.
I have had some great sweet corn.
How recently. Do you do it? Talk me through.
Put it in the pot and boil it.
Yeah, good.
And then eat it with cool little... I bought these cool new corn forks.
Oh, okay.
From the vintage shop. They're like little... they're like sort of sabres.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And they go ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
you can
good.
Little pretend fights from them.
You never had the plastic ones that were like miniature corns?
Yeah, I always wanted them.
We found that those they've broken up after years of use and dishwashers and stuff like that. But no, that's why I went and bought these beautiful new ones that have rosewood handles.
Oh,
beautiful. Like $3
look at it.
We eat corn at our place. We love corn. It's like biting into sunshine. I've said that before.
Biting into sunshine. Well, some friends had us over for dinner on Sunday and cooked it on the barbecue.
Oh,
and
I love that. That's great.
They cooked it in the husk on the barbecue, and then they served it with this chili salt that they made, which was salt, chili flakes chopped up really finely, and lemon zest just stirred together in a bowl.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Goodness gracious, it was a hell of a time on the sweet corn. So butter first, obviously, always.
See, but I don't have butter on mine.
You don't have butter.
I've told you about my dislike for butter.
Oh yeah,
we've and but so I just a smear of Japanese mayo on there. So lots of pepper though.
Yeah,
smear of Japanese mayo. So you've still got, what did you call it last week that I loved? No moisture ingredient, no butter on the toast.
Oh,
no binding moisture agent. Anyway,
yeah,
you've still got oil going on there.
Okay,
so you said,
yeah, I didn't say I don't like oil.
You said Japanese mayo on your corn. Yeah, Kewpie mayo.
Yeah.
I bought some of that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Definitely have a price, really tasty.
Great.
You can get a wasabi one.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Well, the other thing with corn, a very simple salad that my aunt always makes. So you get the corn and, you know, cut the kernels off the cob. Or if you're feeling lazy, you could just buy a tin of corn kernels. But, you know, it's in season, so just buy it fresh. So just corn cooked and then sliced off, cherry tomatoes cut in half, cubes of avocado, and a bit of basil pesto.
Boom. That's a great, great daily salad.
Hey,
so if you couldn't buy fresh corn, would you always go tinned over and above frozen?
Hmm, that's a good question.
Vacuum packed.
I haven't purchased frozen corn, just corn.
Frozen corn kernels?
Yeah. I mean, I've just used a tin because it's a simple matter of draining and rinsing them and then you're good to go.
A lot of waste with corn. Some people don't like that, but at the same time, it's all, compostable.
Do you know what else I love? Corn fritters.
Same.
But you've got to use corn. You've got to use cream-style corn from a can for fritters.
If you're using cream-style corn from a can... Any leftovers, and it's the world's greatest toasty.
Oh, yeah. Just it's hands down the world's greatest toasty.
But if you say to somebody, I'm just going to have a bowl of cream corn, they'll look at you like you're a psychopath.
But how good is it?
Yeah, it's but so hang good. On. So you're allowed to have it in your toasty, and you're allowed to smear it, you know.
Oh, hang on, sorry. Are you advocating for just eating a bowl of creamed corn?
Hey,
I've been a little bit tight on the money. And you know,
just heat in the microwave?
It's something that I remember. It actually reminds me of being a little kid.
Yeah, same.
Ben, I'm trying not to. I'm really trying to get away from heating things up in the microwave. I really hate it. But I do it all the time now, especially because I've got a young boy.
Yeah.
I really hate it. I'm really trying to stop doing that.
Yeah, I don't have a microwave at the moment and haven't noticed thus far. Done a few sort of.
I have. It's the first time I've had one. First time I've had one in my life ever since.
Can I'm pretty safely say the only things that mine ever gets used for in my flat is
it's not a contest.
Is reheating leftovers.
Yeah.
And it's just a time thing. You could do it on the stove. And warming plates.
Warming plates?
And a microwave.
Yeah.
No, you do that in the oven.
I know, but then you're lazy and you forgot to do it and you go, oh, shit, and you chuck three plates in and put it on for 20 seconds.
Where was it? Oh, I suppose if you leave it.
You're right. It's probably terrible for the plates.
I'm not sure about it. Can we go back to fritters for a second?
Yes.
Because courgettes are also... I love a fritter.
Courgettes are... It's a great word.
Courgettes slash zucchini, they're very cheap at the moment, in abundance, being the height of summer. And grated courgettes are a great fritter also. A couple of eggs, a couple of tablespoons of flour.
And on top, a bit of sour cream.
I'll put some feta in there, in the fritter mix, and then just natural yogurt. Oh, and fresh mint. I forgot the most important part.
But you're building an omelette. You're building a corn omelette, basically, aren't you?
Get your yogurt and you grate some cucumber into it with your mint and some salt, and then you just dip your fritters in there.
Yeah, yum. Or just natural yogurt.
Right
fresh
on.
Mint. Love it.
All right, Delaney, is that us for today?
Is that us?
No, yeah. What else you got? You got something else for us?
I'm looking over Delaney's shoulder at her list, and we've got drinks. Drinkables.
Yeah, we do.
Drinkables.
We've got a couple of drinkables.
Yeah. Okay, we'll hit us up for drinks.
It's really hot at the moment. And
thank you.
Yeah. Don't know if you've noticed the mugginess. Now, one thing I had when I was in Taiwan last year was cold coffee. So not just a cold drip or an iced coffee, but so they put the double shot of coffee, you know, which comes out hot, but put that on ice straight away.
That's what Sarah's doing, but she only brings enough ice for herself.
Do you not have a freezer here? Real stink.
Do you have enough to make me one today?
Yes, I can make you one today, Michael.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's great news. Yesterday there wasn't enough ice.
And, you know, a bit of cold milk if you have it, like, basically, you know, cold flat white, but without the foam. It's just so good. Or a cold long black with a bit of ice water.
I thought what I was doing was blasphemy. It's okay to put the double shot just straight over.
Well, across
seems logical to me.
When I was in Taiwan and then Japan, so you know, big chunk of Asia, that's you can choose your coffee, your specialty coffee, so your espresso, to be hot or cold. Almost everywhere you go.
When will this country just expand its mind a wee bit, eh? You know?
I mean, you don't need to have a sweet, sickly iced coffee. You can just have, you know, a double shot on ice.
And if it's lovely coffee, like, I'm just, you know, hello, like the supreme coffee we're drinking right now. Then it can go straight over ice.
Yeah. Cool, good call. Thank you, Delaney.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Speak to you again this time next week. Yes. Speak to you again next time this week. Next week, this week, around time.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.